7 obstetrician gynecologists, OB, gyns, at Royal Inland Hospital in Kamloops have resigned from Interior Health, IH. Nothing will change for patients right now, wrote Dr. Mark Masterson, IH Vice President in Medicine, in an email to the Tribune. Anyone who is pregnant and in labor should still go to the hospital as early as possible to be assessed, and emergency care for people in imminent labor or experiencing urgent complications will be available. This isn't the first time IH has faced issues across its hospitals. Over the last couple of years, some IH hospitals have suffered frequent or periodic IR closures, at times confirmed to be due to staffing shortages. It also saw a prolonged closure of its pediatric unit at the Kelowna General Hospital in May due to a staffing shortage, with the unit only reopening in August. However, Karen Cooper, Executive Director of Clinical Operations for IH's Thompson Caribou Rural Region, said that service interruptions at the Caribou Memorial Hospital, CMH, in Williams Lake are few and far between. We do expect the impact to be minimum here, Cooper said in reference to the OB/GYN resignations from the Royal Inland Hospital, RIH, in Kamloops. We are a site that can deliver babies for expecting mothers. The CMH's maternity clinic serves patients from across the Caribou, including expecting mothers in 100 Mile House. For the most part, Cooper said family doctors stationed at these clinics are the ones to take care of the delivery. However, in cases where more specialized care is needed, such as birth by cesarean section, OB/GYN services are required and offered at CMH. There's always a need for different levels of care, Cooper said. We can't always create service in every community, but we can create access. Cooper explained that, in some cases, mothers have been transported to Kamloops for specialized care or to the Children's Hospital, but that in the last 4 years, 90% of expecting mothers in the Caribou delivered their babies at CMH. It's business as usual at Caribou Memorial Hospital, she said. CMH has 3 positions for OB, gyns, one of which is filled full-time by a local specialist and the other 2 of which are being filled by locums, temporary staff, until they are permanently staffed. The OB/GYN schedule is filled out for the rest of the year, she added. She said teams at the CMH have rolled out the red carpet for locums, and IH has made efforts to ensure that potential staff feel welcomed and supported in the community and workplace. I am confident we will fill in those roles, Cooper said of the 2 open OB/GYN positions being filled by locums, adding that IH has seen an uptick in applications, including from the United States. In the short term, Masterson said that IH has increased incentives for locum coverage and is expediting an enhanced contract model to attract OB/GYNs who have shown interest in working in Kamloops. He also stated that IH is working on recruitment to support a phased transition in early 2026 and has invested in creating a maternity, child, neonatal, and youth program to ensure access to sustainable services in the future. Meanwhile, MLAs have been calling the resignations a sign of a larger problem. This is what 8 years of NDP mismanagement looks like, said Peter Milobar, MLA for Kamloops Center, in a press release from the BC Conservatives. Doctors have been sounding the alarm for years, and this government has turned a blind eye. Specialists are walking away because they no longer feel supported or safe, and physicians warn that Kamloops could face a complete loss of specialist women's health services within 4 to 6 months if the government fails to act. In June, Caribou Chilcotin MLA Lorne Dorkson expressed concerns that healthcare workers don't want to work with IH. This was following the closure of a detox center in Williams Lake due to a shortage of healthcare workers. Black Press Media has also spoken with past IH employees who alleged their workplaces were a hostile environment, where they witnessed or faced racism, bullying, micromanagement, and a lack of support. In September, IH also saw the Thompson Region Family Obstetrics Physician Group closed to new referrals. The health authority directed expecting patients to reach out to their family doctors or nurse practitioners, as well as healthy from the start, 1-855-868-7710, for additional support and information. Alternatively, patients without a primary care provider were asked to reach out to First Step Early Pregnancy Clinic, which provides antenatal care up to 30 weeks of pregnancy. At the time, IH said patients would be able to access labor and delivery services at RIH. All patients will be assessed, and depending on medical staff availability, may be transported to alternate hospitals to deliver their babies. If out-of-community care is required, families will be informed, and transportation and accommodation support will be provided if needed. For information and assistance, please call 250-314-2635 to speak with RIH Labor and Delivery. Williams Lake has its own maternity clinic, and expecting mothers in the Caribou should continue using its services. Cooper said that Interior Health will be providing an update on recruitment efforts to the Williams Lake City Council at its November 4th regular meeting, including data on new nurses and doctors at CMH. IH has not responded to Black Press's requests for additional details about the resignations. The BC Ministry of Health has not responded to Black Press's request for an interview regarding access to women's health care in the Caribou region following these resignations. With files from Gary Barnes.